This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Loving that one, Secret Night Gang and Captured here on the Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. Our first story of the day is on a song called Aratuju.
Yep, a song called Aratuju, which I think looks at how music can be a platform or a bridge for us to have difficult conversations that's perhaps necessary to bring changes to the world we live in. Okay, so before I start talking about Aratuju, I would just like to give a bit of a background on you know, why we're talking about this, right? So, the story revolves around a person called Paniraselvam. He's a Malaysian who's currently serving a death row sentence in Singapore after he was found guilty of trafficking 51.8 grams of diamorphine, which is heroin, at the Woodlands checkpoint in 2014. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been serving time in jail since then, 2014. And as the debate rages on whether capital punishment is the right method to solve our problems, with anti-death penalty advocates calling for it to be abolished, Panir chimed in on the conversation, but very interestingly, in the form of a song he penned while behind bars.
Yeah, and after a long journey, the song has finally been made into a reality, performed by local sensation Santesh, with support from Amnesty International, Lawyers for Liberty, and the ASEAN Community Against Death Penalty, with Sebaran Kasih, an NGO formed by Panir's family members involved in the production of the song.
That's right. So joining us to talk about it and Panir's story, we have the president of Sebaran Kasih, as well as Panir's sister, Angelia Pranjal, and the singer Santesh Kumar. Welcome to the show, guys. Let's start with you, Angelia. Can you give us a brief summary of what actually happened with Panir and what led to his imprisonment?
Panir is 34 years old now. He was born in Ipoh Perak. Panir had 5 more siblings. He's the 3rd child in the family. As I tell before, Panir is a very genuine and hardworking person. He has a very few friends. During his time working in Singapore, he always busy working on multiple shifts. As time passed by, Panir was on a break for a month before renewing his soon expiring passport. And there's too much free time for him. He started visiting gambling den. That's where he was influenced by a friend who he just got to know for a week to bring a parcel into Singapore, claiming that parcel contains aphrodisiacs. It's a kind of a pill. So Panir was got caught in Woodlands checkpoint with diamorphine in 2014. So the parcel turned out to be a drug. It was so challenging when Panir lost his case in 2017. He was sentenced to death by Singapore authority. So that's what led him to imprisonment now.
Mm. What's his relationship like with music? Does he play or write a lot of music?
Yeah, he do writes a lot of lyrics in different language. Panir is a big fan of music since young. Panir loves to play music instrument like drum, keyboard, guitar. But it has been more than 6 years the last he touched a music instrument. Although he no longer can play any music instruments from day row, he expressed his hearing for the love of music and life by writing lyrics and has shared with us. Panir always talks about artists like Tupac Shakur and also Malik as his inspiration. He even writes a poem for Tupac Shakur's death anniversary, so that much he like these types of music, that much he liked Tupac.
Mm. Santesh, on to you now. You're quite an experienced singer. You've been in industry for quite some time, and your popularity exploded in 2018 with the song Amalina. Unlike Amalina, its follow-up Aratuju has pretty much a very different vibe, but with a very heavy message behind it. What is it like to perform this song?
This was my first time that I have spoken out publicly against the death penalty. I have heard about the death penalty before, but never thought of doing something like this before. I'm so excited to be a part of this project because it uses music to bring a positive, hopeful message of forgiveness and mercy. The song is about the direction one chooses in life. There are good and bad choices available to us, and it's in our hands to choose. The good way won't be easy, and the easy way will lead us to be blind. Not blindness of eyes, but the blindness of heart. The wrong path leads us to forget and turns us blind what's in our heart. The song also explains that we can't be blindly trusting people, or we will end up being manipulated, costing us our own life. Towards the end, the song emphasizes the citizens of a nation must equally play a role in bringing upon radical change for the good of everyone. Race, age, gender should not matter. Ultimately, the song is call for people to evaluate what is right and wrong as the journey in life, and to forgive and be merciful to those that are seeking redemption.
Mm. Sandesh, did you manage to communicate directly with Panir throughout the production of the song?
No, I can't directly communicate with Panir. Only his family members communicate with him. I was told by his sister, Angelia, that Panir have choose me to sing the song. Since Panir is a fan of Malik too, I also a fan of Malik. Sister sings how Panir sang the song, and his sister, when she visited him inside the prison, with that demo and references, I was able to produce the music and the song.
Mm, and the results were pretty poetic, you know, with metaphors and rhymes that were simple yet meaningful. On to you, Angelia. What's Panir's state of mind and his intention when he was writing this?
Yeah, he was excited, as in like excited that he has written a lyrics and he had shared with me when I visit him. That was like in 2019. The end of 2019. So in his head, he knew that the time left for him is flying by fast. His days are numbered, and he doesn't even know when the dead will knock at his door. So despite being on condemned cell, Panir has not been discouraged or disheartened. There is a fire within him, one that burns nonstop with a desire to create awareness on the plight of death row inmates. During the visit, like, he describes to me how the prisoners on death row felt just waiting to be killed, in a close confinement, feeling powerless, afraid, and alone, and unable to change or alter their fate. So Panir's intention is to create awareness on the plight of drug offenders that currently placed on death row. As we all know, most of them are victims of circumstances that they have been manipulated into being a drug mule, and most of them are from uneducated and poor background.
Santesh, how important is it for music, especially local music, to touch on issues such as this, to raise awareness to the public? Do you think music is a good bridge to connect casual listeners with pertinent issues that warrant their attention?
It is very important for the music to sometimes touch on serious issues like death row, because music is not only able to affect your mood, but music can even change your perception. For example, by realizing Ara Tuju, I believe that we can change society's perception of death penalty prisoners. There are not a gang of thugs or criminals. Each prisoner has their own name, family and story, branding them as serious criminals or just as drug mules is unfair and denies the world their talents and the contribution.
Lastly, you know, considering Panir's circumstances, what is his hopes for the future?
As always, Panir is hoping and praying that something good will happen. He hopes that he will be given a second chance. He wants to be there for the people who are in his place now. Once he was sentenced to death, what he realized is that there's a lot of youths in his place in condemned cell. So he wants to be there for them. hasn't he feel like at that time when all of this happened to him, he felt like there's no one. So that's one thing that he hoped. And he also hoped that Malaysia should eliminate the mandatory death penalty. He wants to advocate for abolishment of death penalty. And his efforts start here in Malaysia because he wants Malaysia to set as an example for Southeast Asia countries, particularly our neighbours like Singapore and Indonesia. So he thinks that in his mind is even terrorists who train to kill people are given a second chance to change their mind and correct their mistake. They even have been sent to rehabilitation center to give counseling and guidance. Why the drug mule denied a second chance? We are not solving the drug problem by hanging people to death. He mentioned drug offenders definitely deserve a second chance in life. And it's time for us to break the chain of cruelty and injustice. It's time to forgive and be merciful.
All right. Thank you very much, Angelia. That was Angelia Pantaman, president of NGO Sebaran Kasih. She's also the sister of Panir Selvam, a Malaysian who's currently serving a death sentence in Singapore for drug trafficking. He wrote a song calling for the abolishment of the death penalty, and it was performed by Santesh, who also joined us just now.
Yeah, apart from Ara Tujo, Panir also wrote another song called Bukan Sekala Hikayat, that will be performed by Saint TFC. That's scheduled to be released soon.
Yeah, but in the meantime, here's Arah Tuju. You're tuned into The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.